listener production.
Good morning, I'm Michaela Savage. Starting with some major news out of the UK, Princess Kate has revealed she's undergoing treatment for cancer. The 42-year-old has shared the health update 2 months after undergoing abdominal surgery, saying tests after the operation found cancer had been present. She says it came as a huge shock for her and William.
It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family, but I've had a fantastic medical team who've taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful.
Former Communications Secretary to King Charles, Christina Kyriakou, has told Sky News UK she hopes this puts an end to all the rumours surrounding Kate's health.
When conspiracy theories start online, the world is a journalist. That's not newspaper speculation. That's everybody speculating.
Staying overseas, at least 40 people have been killed at a concert hall in Russia. Russian intelligence says multiple gunmen have attacked a venue in Moscow. More than 100 others are wounded. The gunmen are yet to be located. The National Guard has launched a search. Back home, polling booths across Tasmania have just opened for the state election. The majority of residents believe a minority government will be the likely result. 90,000 people have already voted early. And around a quarter of domestic flights are either arriving or taking off late. New data has been released, also showing about 4% of flights were cancelled earlier this year. Concerns for Patrick Dangerfield after the Cats star limped from the field towards the end of last night's 96-77 win over the Crows in Adelaide.
I'm not exactly sure. He described a cramp. Now, that would, if he was just cramping in both calves, I wouldn't be worried at all, but it was a cramp in his hamstring, so probably needs to be watched carefully.
Geelong coach Chris Scott there. Round two continues in Victoria today. First the Kangaroos and the Dockers at Marvel Stadium, then the Hawks and the Demons at the MCG.